Hello, I'm Jennifer Castoldi of Trendies International, and today I'm speaking with Angela Boswell of Ellery Home Styles. She is the VP of Design and Product Development. Thank you for joining us today, Angela.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
So can you give us a brief introduction to Ellery Home Styles and what it is that you do within home fashion?
We have three divisions here. We have a throw division, a window division, and a bedding division, and we provide product both under our own brands and private label for pretty much every retailer out there.
And so when I was doing some research on the company, it was interesting to see that you work with brands as traditional and well-known as Waverly and then as innovative as Arm & Hammer.
Yes, yes, we do. We really pride ourselves on being able to have a variety of product and a lot of solution-based product also. Our largest brand in-house is our Eclipse window brand, and that's very well known and placed at many retailers.
And you're working with retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Walmart,
yes.
JCPenney,
yes.
some pretty big names out
yes.
there.
We are one of the few companies in our industry that in window provides product to every major retailer.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So original artwork must play a big role in your product development.
It's very important to us. All of our design teams travel overseas a lot. They travel to Europe for trend inspiration. And when they are in China sourcing and developing product, we know how important it is to have our own designs because we really want to make sure that what we're showing the retailers at market is unique and is new and different.
And you'll be attending the upcoming Certex?
Yes, I will. We actually have a team of about 17 designers and product development people, and I would say almost everyone will be attending the show at some point.
So when they go to a show like Certex, what is it that they're looking for?
We have a shopping list of things that we discuss before we go, and also we like to look for something new. You know, sometimes when you attend these shows, all of a sudden something really new and different will pop out to you, and you just feel like, I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but I have to have that because I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm. And at what point in the product development cycle do you look for artwork? How far in advance?
Oh, we pretty much look all the time because not only do we have market development, which is on a set schedule, every one of our customers works on a different time frame, so we're always developing new product. And there's definitely times of the year that it's better for us, but we look year-round. We're always having studios in. We try and attend every single possible show that we can. It's too important to say, oh, no, I'm sorry, we can't see you right now.
Mm. So are there anything specific styles you'll be looking for next week at Certex? Anything like florals or specific trends that you're focusing on?
We still feel there's a lot in the sort of modern transitional trend that we've seen a lot of scroll work and frames, fret work type of things, and we're always looking for pretty items like that that are just good, solid basics that it's good to have in your archives because you never know when a customer is going to say they need something like that. And florals are, since we have Waverly, we really feel that we're kind of covered in that area, and we don't really look for traditional florals as much as other people might.
Mm-hmm. So which shows are really important for you outside of the U.S. when you say that they attend a lot of European shows?
We go to Heimtex and Maison. Those are the two big ones that we try and hit every year.
And when you're purchasing art, say when somebody's visiting you or you go to Certex, is it more often that you're looking for something specific or you see a design and you're like, wow, we can really develop that into a great collection?
You know, it really is both. It's sometimes we know we need a new scroll. Maybe a customer called the day before and, you know, the planets and stars align. Our artwork person comes in and we say, oh, that's a great scroll. We need a scroll. Other times they come in and they show us something and we're just like, this would be beautiful bedding. We need this.
And when you're shopping for this artwork, do you get exclusivity to it? How
yes.
does intellectual property work?
Yes, we get exclusivity to it.
And with the retailers, will the retailers get exclusivity, or will you have the same line in multiple retailers?
It really depends on the product line and the retailer. They are all a little different about that. Obviously, the larger retailers get exclusivity, and a lot of our smaller retailers, we like to combine them, smaller regional retailers will all carry similar product.
Okay. And most of the retailers that you have listed are U.S.-based. However,
yes.
Amazon.com does sell internationally. So do you have an international market as well?
We do not at this point.
Okay. And is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners about some of the things that you're working on or the brands, anything that you think is interesting in development?
Well, we're always excited. I think one of the great things about being in the design business is that you get to be out looking at stuff all the time. And I think it's very important for all teams, my team and other teams out there, just to spend a lot of time out there looking at stuff, getting inspiration, because you pick up trends that way, and that's really important.
Excellent. Well, we'll be out and on the road as well, so hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe see you face-to-face at Surtex this week.
Great. I look forward to it.